Previously.tv Podcast Network.
You win the game if you can figure out who I am and why I'm torturing you. And I win the game if you beg me to cut off your finger.
If I win, he'll let me go.
If you think this has a happy ending, you haven't been paying attention.
This is the Extra Hot Great Podcast, episode 106 for the week of February 22nd, 2016. I am $1 bidder David T. Cole, and I'm here with Mystery Box Challenger Chip Woods.
Tonight we're cooking with wet hot gravy.
Princess of Plinko Eileen Joyce.
$10,000.
Piano puzzler Taylor S. Cole.
This ain't no Minnesota public radio.
And vowel buyer Tara Arietto.
F.
Welcome, everybody, to episode 106, our fourth listener game time. And this is a big one. This is our last listener game time before the first Hallowed Halls of Champion match.
This is the last qualifier.
Yeah, the winner of this one goes on to our Hall of Champions match. Today we have Chip Woods. Welcome, Chip.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Eileen Joyce.
Hello.
And Taylor S. Cole.
It's a pleasure to be here.
No relation, you should say.
Yeah, no relation.
That
we don't do that here.
That
sure.
We know of, yeah.
All by merit, guys. Chip, we know you. You're part of our mod team on the forums. Thanks for joining us today. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I live in Athens, Georgia. I have a dog named Swiffer and a wife who goes by Scrappy, and I fix computers for a vet school.
I love it. Swiffer is a great name.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Thanks.
It's kind of a moppy dog, right?
He eats stuff off the floor all the time. Yeah. He's a cocker spaniel.
Eileen, what's going on in your neck of the woods?
I live in snowy York, Pennsylvania, and I have a cat who is named Manfred Manchester, since we're sharing all our pets' names. And I look at pictures for a newspaper professionally.
What's that mean?
I'm a photo editor.
Oh, okay. All right. That makes more sense. And Taylor, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm from Evanston, Illinois. I'm a high school music teacher taking a couple years off to get a master's degree in music education. And I also have a cat, and her name is Lolita. Ah.
Do your kids play better or worse than our no-knack victory music?
I would say I've directed some groups that are right in there with that also Sprague Zarathustra, but I think that's sort of my bare minimum. I like to go for a little higher than that. But
Tara Arianno, you're what? My wife still?
I don't know.
Yeah, we're getting there. All right, guys, this is
Valentine's Day.
This is the fourth listener game time of the season. As I mentioned, today's winner will join Shannon, Kim, and Trip in the championship match. Today we are playing Son of the Game That Rhymes from Rob Hartman, who earns himself an extra credit. Redeemable for an extra hot, great mini topic of his choosing. In Son of the Game That Rhymes, I will read you the synopsis of a mashed up show. You tell me the two shows in the mashup, keeping in mind the two shows in the answer will rhyme. Here's an example. Everyone who didn't read the book was surprised when David Boreanaz was beheaded on the king's orders.
Game of Thrones and Bones?
Game of Thrones and Bones would be the right answer. Yep. Now, in the last game that rhymes, which was actor-based, the clues also rhymed. But Rob explains, I would have written the clues that rhyme. I tried to finish what I start, but somehow I ran out of time. This game might be a big old turd.
Rob Hartman.
Rob Hartman, thanks again for what is going to be another great game time, I can already tell. Are we ready to play Son of the Game That Rhymes?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right,
sure.
Let's see who's going to go first.
We will start with valued guests.
All right. That only means one thing, that Eileen is going first and followed by Taylor and then to Chip. Here we go. Eileen, I will use this paperclip to defuse the bomb, then also win immunity before tribal council. What are the two shows that rhyme in that mashup show?
MacGyver and Survivor.
You are correct for 1 point. All right, Taylor, here's your first one. Clive Owen must operate on a giant blue antennae-wearing superhero.
That would be The Nick and the Tick.
The Nick and the Tick. Good for 1 point. Chip, I think this one's up your alley. Someone stuffs Joy Behard in a TARDIS.
The View and Doctor Who?
You are correct. View Who.
Strong, strong start, everybody.
All right, Eileen, here's your second question. What's that girl? Timmy fell down a well and enrolled at a Canadian high school?
Lassie and Degrassi.
You are correct. All right, Taylor. Mm-hmm. Quirky lawyer meets Pierce Brosnan.
I'm guessing Remington Steele is Pierce Brosnan. Quirky lawyer.
Quirky's in quotes, if that helps you, Eddie. Probably doesn't.
Okay. Trying to think of lawyer shows that rhyme with steel. I got nothing. I got a pass.
Anyone else know?
Yep.
Allie McBeal.
Allie McBeal. Oh, Remington Allie Steel. Beale. Yeah. Okay.
Really forgotten by history, that show.
Yeah, it's because of that dancing baby. It gave us all amnesia.
Yeah.
All right, Chip. 40 children try to set up a town on their own with a little help from Leslie Knope.
Parks and Recreation and something Nation, but I don't know.
You're so close. Kid Nation.
Kid
Parks
Nation.
And Recreation. Yeah, it was basically Lord of the Flies, the TV show. I think like 3 or 4 kids died. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Sounds great.
Eileen, a Jenner meets the Goslins. Goslins.
Goslins.
Goslins. A Jenner meets the Goslins.
Oh, so it's John and Kate plus 8, and then it's, I know the show, Becoming Kate?
Yeah, you had the right idea, but the wrong title. Yeah. I Am Kate.
I Am Kate.
And, Becoming Us is the Caitlin. Other trans show from now Freeform.
Yeah. Okay, Taylor. And then Deborah Messing ripped off her wig.
Will and Grace and Melrose Place.
Will and Grace and Melrose Place.
Correct. Right.
All right, Chip. Adams and Felden, Wagner and Powers. Adams and Felden, Wagner's and Powers.
Get Smart and Heart to Heart.
Nice.
Well done.
Wow.
All right, Eileen, here's another one with a bunch of names. Alicia, Will, Diane, Blair, Natalie, and Tootie.
Oh, God. what were those names again?
Yeah. Alicia, Will, Diane, Blair, Natalie, and Tootie.
Ah, The Good Wife and Facts of Life.
You are correct. Taylor, Fox and Dana, Jane and Mora.
X-Files, something, Jane and Mora. I don't know.
X-Files, anybody? Rizzoli and Isles.
Oh. That's a show.
All right, Chip. Bless and Daly, Thomas and Deborah. Gless and Daly, Thomas and Deborah.
I have no idea
on either
on any of those names.
All right,
on any of them.
Anybody else? Well, let's workshop this, guys.
Cagney and Lacey.
Yeah.
I don't know what the other is, though.
Thomas and Deborah. I think the Deborah is Deborah Messing. I think the Thomas is Thomas Hayden Church.
Oh, Ned and Stacy.
Yeah. Cagney and Lacey, Ned and Stacy.
Oh. Wow.
All right. Eileen, here is your last question before the first score break. Noah Wiley versus Michael J. Fox.
Oh, let's see. There's Spin City and ER, but that doesn't rhyme. That other show he was on with the aliens.
Everybody, you just gave everybody else the answer, but can you figure it out? Noah Wiley versus Michael J. Fox. I know I'm putting my money on that fight.
So too, to the bitter end.
Falling Skies was the show you were thinking of with the aliens.
Oh, and Family Ties.
Family Ties, correct. All right, Taylor, Titus Pullo and Lucius Verinus are trapped in Chester's Mill.
Jeez, that's a bunch of names I don't recognize. I hope it's from like the 70s. Then I'll feel better about not knowing it. Yeah, I got nothing.
You take a guess.
That's a hint.
Hey, take a crack at it.
Okay, so it's from the 70s then. I'll go with...
I did say that.
No.
Oh.
There you go. There's one. I'm going to give you that one. Okay. Titus Pullo from Rome. Chester's Mill.
Not at all.
Under the Dome.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, Chip.
No!
Dome. Bringing us into our first score break. Walter White versus Stan Smith.
Breaking Bad... I do not know who Stan Smith is.
Yeah, I would have known either. It's American Dad.
Okay.
Dad. All right, so that brings us to our first score break. I don't think I mentioned that we have 54 questions, so we're almost around the third done. What's our scores, Tara, after this very important score break? Sponsorship. This score break is sponsored by Jennifer Fox Facts. Did you know that Jennifer Fox has trouble understanding that people are saying David Boreanaz to her? Fact. Here are the top four things she thinks she is hearing when you say David Boreanaz to her. Number one, David Uber Alleys. What?
Mm-hmm.
David Boner Alleys.
Yeah.
David Boring Anus.
Ooh.
Yeah. And finally, David's Barfy Niece. That has been... Jennifer Fox, Facts. Tara, let's hear those scores.
Very tight. Taylor and Chip are tied with two each. Eileen has three.
All right. Here we go. Back to Eileen. Deschanel and Boreanaz plus boobs and dragons.
Oh, Game of Thrones. Deschanel. And... Bones?
Hey, remember that clue? It's a different clue. Same show. All right, that was for Eileen. So now we're on to Taylor. Number 17.
Spread Eagle.
Candace Bergen and Courtney Cox share a gigantic glass of wine.
Murphy Brown and Cougar Town.
Yeah,
you are correct.
So confident.
For Chip.
I get him when I can.
Laura Ingalls becomes obsessed with a red-headed prince of England.
Little House on the Prairie. And who wants to marry Harry?
Oh, so close. I want to marry Harry. Very close, though. For Eileen, David Duchovny gets hot and heavy with Counselor Troy. I think that's probably the subject of at least three / fanfics out there.
Californication and Star Trek The Next Generation.
You are correct for 1 point. David Duchovny, one of history's greatest acting robots. Taylor, Ben Whishaw has a thing with 80s Tom Selleck. I'm sorry, did I say that out loud?
Well, it's Magnum P.I., and it's the one that's Spy, but it's not just Spy. It's like something Spy, because Spy is that Melissa McCarthy movie, and they wouldn't call a TV show that the same year. London Spy?
Yeah.
Magnum nice P.I. save. Oh. That's the way you talk through it, people.
Yeah.
Chip, Marky yes. Post becomes a precog.
Okay, Night Court and Minority Report.
You are correct. Is it Minority Report still on? Has it been canceled yet?
I don't think so.
I think it's canceled.
Eileen, find a bridal gown navally.
Yes, I was hoping to get one of these. Say Yes to the Dress in NCIS.
Yeah, very well done. Taylor, JR, you can kiss my grits.
Dallas and Alice?
Correct. Chip, Pancakes, Divorce, Dennis Franz Butt.
Oh.
Pancakes, Divorce, Dennis Franz Butt.
Review and NYPD Blue.
Nice. Well done. Eileen, Gopher, your ship's purser, falls hard for a vacationing mystery novelist. Then someone kills him.
Love Boat and Murder, She Wrote.
Correct. The Love Boat curse is lifted. All right, Taylor. All right, Becky and Darlene, whose idea was it to give DJ bionic parts?
In Full House, because DJ is Full House, and what rhymes with Full House? Bionic parts is Bionic Woman, but that's not it. Yeah, I got nothing.
Yeah, you start off in a bad place. Becky and Darlene, DJ from Roseanne, Bionic parts, $6 million DJ. Man. Yeah.
$6 Million Man was the other show in case I was talking over it.
Got it.
Mr. Chip Woods.
Yes.
Oh my God, you killed Dean Cain. You bastards.
Okay. South Park and I get the title right. Is it The Adventures of Lois and Clark?
I'm going to give it to you. The answer given was just Lois and Clark here, I think.
Oh, Lois and Clark.
Purposes, so we'll give that to you.
It went under a couple of different names.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
The New Adventures. I think it's Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman.
New Adventures of Superman.
Title these days. Eileen, his glasses, there's a reflection. Enhance. Oh my God, it's Seth MacFarlane. In his glasses, there's a reflection. Enhance. Oh my God, it's Seth MacFarlane.
Family Guy. Seems like it should have spy in the name, but I don't know.
You're in the right area. Anybody else know that one?
CSI?
Yeah, CSI.
Oh,
Family Guy.
Of course.
All right, Taylor. Lions, bats, bears, and rats all attack Mario Batali.
Lions, bats, bears, and rats.
Yeah, all attack Mario Batali. Man, I like to see that show.
Well, there's a lot of shows with, I'm thinking anything on Animal Planet, but that's probably not it. I got nothing.
Anybody?
Still.
Zoo and Chew?
Yep.
The Chew?
The Chew.
Zoo and the Chew. All right, bring us into our second score break.
That's the only way you can pronounce the name of that show.
Is that show coming back?
No. Wait, yes.
Summer.
I think it is.
I mean, Under the Dome got 3 seasons.
Yeah, I don't remember.
All right, Chip. Baltimore Drugs, Windy City Flames.
The Wire, and I'm going to guess Chicago Fire.
The Wire and Chicago Fire is correct. All right, everybody. It's time for our second score break. This score break is sponsored by Jennifer Fox Facts. Did you know Jennifer Fox loves Property Brothers and that Drew and Jonathan really boil her potatoes? Here's her top 4 Property Brother fantasies. Number 1, help her buy a new marble countertop, if you know what I mean. Let her take a sledgehammer to the kitchen wall, if you know what I mean. Sand her floors to stay them a stately gray, if you know what I mean. Have sex with her, if you know what I mean. Tara, let's hear them scores.
Still very, very tight game. Extremely exciting. Taylor has 5. Chip has 6. Eileen has 7.
All right.
Well,
this is a good game. Here we go. Back into it. It is Eileen's turn here at question 31. Screech meets Norman and Norma.
Okay. These are all like on the tip of my... I don't even remember. Saved by the Bell and...
Screech meets Norman and Norma.
Norman Bates. And that's Psycho. That's not it.
You had it. Saved by the Bell. The show is Bates Motel.
Oh. Yeah. I can think of that show.
All right, Taylor.
You shouldn't. No one should.
Billy Crystal in the 70s versus Mandy Patinkin in the 90s.
Mandy Patinkin in the 90s. Did Criminal Minds start in the 90s, or was that later?
I cannot give you that information. I am just a space coyote.
Billy Crystal in the 70s. Oof. What was he doing in the 70s?
I'll give you this.
What wasn't he doing?
Yeah. On TV, just one thing, I think, in the 70s.
Hmm. Criminal Minds and Large Behinds. I got it.
I wish.
First of all, excellent improv skills.
Thank you.
Anybody know that one?
Soap and Chicago Hope.
Yeah.
Oh.
Correct. Soap, stop guessing, Chicago sorry. Hope. All right, Chip. Laura Linney goes through hell worse than singing with Lea Michele. Hey, there's one that rhymes. Laura Linney goes through hell worse than singing with Lea Michele.
Glee. And then the show I didn't watch, I think it's The Big C.
You are correct, sir. Eileen, are locked in a house listening to Bob Saget talk about when he was Josh Radnor. Is that right?
Radnor,
thank you.
Oh, man.
All right. You are locked in a house listening to Bob Saget talk about when he was Josh Radnor.
I don't think I know any of this.
Yeah, this is a tough one. Big Brother, How I Met Your Mother.
It could just be How I Met Your Mother. Those kids were locked in a house for 9 years.
Yeah, those kids are dead. They never let them out. Taylor. Oh, boy. All right, we're going to spell this one out. And then, okay. David, G-I-U-N-T-O-L-I.
Gentoli.
Investigates the horrifying specter of the Lesser Belushi.
So it's according to Jim. I assume Jim is the Lesser Belushi. That's the conventional wisdom. David Gwintoli?
Gentoli. G-I-U-N-T-O-L-I.
Yeah, oh. Yeah, investigates the horrifying specter of the Lesser Belushi.
But it's according to Jim, and horrifying specter makes me think ghost show. So, Grim, and according to Jim?
Look at this guy talking it out.
All right, Chip. Julia Louis-Dreyfus travels through time inhabiting other people's bodies.
Quantum Leap and Veep.
Oh boy, you're correct. Eileen, to dress properly for summer adultery, talk to Stacey and Clinton.
What not to wear and the affair.
You are correct. Ooh. Taylor, humanity is invaded by friendly rat-eating aliens. Also, Misha Barton.
I can say V in the OC.
You would be correct, sir. Chip, who killed Lindsay Weir? Damn good coffee.
This would be a good show. Twin Peaks and Freaks and Geeks.
That would be a good show. Eileen, while drinking in a Boston bar, Fred Savage remembers his childhood.
Nice. Cheers and the Wonder Years.
Correct. Taylor, tough one, I think. Bat Warthog Man trades places with a mum from another family.
What?
Yep.
Bat Warthog Man?
Yeah. And I will say this, I watched the show that Bat Warthog Man is from. I never would have remembered that. So this might be the hardest one here.
Wipe Swap and Cop Show? I got nothing. I'm sorry.
You had it. Axe Cop, Wife Swap.
Axe Cop. Of course that would have Warthog Man back.
We were really close. That was impressive. Zachary Levi? Oh, okay. Gets plastic surgery.
Oh, is this me?
Sorry, this is for Chip.
Yeah. Can you read it one more time?
Yeah, sure. Zachary, what was it again?
Levi
gets plastic surgery.
Oh. Chuck and Nip Tuck.
Yeah. Chuck, well Nip Tuck. Chad Michael Murray, Eileen. Chad Michael Murray sees Oprah's favorite Southern straight talker to get real. That doesn't make sense. Chad Michael Murray sees Oprah's favorite Southern talker says? I'm just reading it as is. Chad Steve. Michael Murray sees Oprah's favorite Southern straight talker to get real.
That would be Dr. Phil. Yeah, like seeing Dr. Phil. Mm-hmm. Seeing the doc. Yeah. Okay. But I don't know Chad Michael Murray. One Tree Hill?
Yeah.
Nice.
Is that right?
Challenging Taylor as the talker outer.
All right, Taylor, here's your chance to read to get back up on the talk train. Kristen Bell and Jason Doering perform the Paso
Doble.
Doble, thank you.
Paso Doble?
Yeah. PASODOBLE.
Two words.
Yes.
Veronica Mars and Paso Doble, Mexico makes me think, or cowboys.
Perform the Paso Doble.
Yeah, or it's a dance. Dancing with the Stars. Veronica Mars and Dancing with the Stars.
That was suspenseful.
Yeah, that was good.
Thank you.
Chip, Lang, Bates, Bassett, and Gaga face the terrifying perpetrator of comedy stuff.
Oh,
that's
wow.
That's a cross podcast hint if ever there was one.
Can I hear it one more
more
time?
Absolutely. Lang, Bates, Bassett, and Gaga face the terrifying perpetrator of, in quotations, comedy stuff.
I have no idea.
Do you know the first part?
That is fair.
No, I do not.
Okay. So Lang, Bates, Bassett, and Gaga, American Horror Story. Terrifying perpetrator of comedy stuff. True Tory, as in True Tory spelling. Story.
I should know True Tory, but I don't.
All right, that brings us into our third score break. And this score break is sponsored by Jennifer Fox Facts. Did you know that Jennifer Fox loves television, but doesn't pay attention to the networks? Here's the top 10 networks Jennifer thinks are operating right now. RBC, the English Channel, Chana Masala, Station Identification, something called Country Time, Simply Orange, Onwalla, Minute Maid, Florida's Natural, and BBC Texas. Okay, Tara, let's get these scores.
Could hardly be tighter, you guys. Taylor has 8. Eileen and Chip are tied with 10 each.
All right.
Oh.
Everybody has 3 or 4 questions left here by the looks of it.
Ooh.
Very tight game.
It's still anyone's game.
Yep, 3 questions
each. How much
each.
Do you want to be in the Tournament of Champions?
Eileen.
Quit screwing around, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Quit fucking up, guys.
Watch more TV.
Eye the tiger.
Seriously.
For Eileen, Elizabeth Moss' brother busts her out of New Zealand. Elizabeth Moss's brother busts her out of New Zealand.
Top of the Lake and Prison Break?
You are correct.
Hey.
Taylor, what producer machinations are going on behind the scenes of Keegan-Michael and Jordan's show? Keegan-Michael and Jordan's show.
Keegan Peele, producer machinations. Sounds like a reality show. With some sort of relationship-y element. I just got Key and Peele.
Anybody know the other half of that?
Unreal.
Unreal, yeah.
Oh.
Almost a reality
show. So not a reality show.
Yeah. All right, Chip. Tom Cavanaugh battles a shambling, desiccated corpse. And besides Julie Bowen, there's also zombies.
I would have watched this show too. Ed and Ash versus Evil Dead.
You know what? We'll take that. Ed work. Walking Dead also would have worked.
Oh,
but yeah,
sure.
You walked around that one for a different answer.
Something with Dead.
Yep.
Nice drive by slam on Julie Bowen, Rob Harbin.
He gets us. Gillian Anderson in Brit Mode gets spun off for Breaking Bad.
Better Call Saul. I don't know what her
Gillian
British show is.
Anderson in Brit Mode gets spun off from Breaking Bad.
I don't have that second one.
The Fall.
Fall.
Better Call Saul. Yeah, The Fall. Taylor. Let's say Trez and Vanessa. T-R-E-S. Trez, probably.
Yes.
And Vanessa commit to playing Plinko, even though they've never seen it before.
Price is Right. And Trez and Trey, that's not a name that a person has.
Apologies to all the Trez listeners, though. And the Vanessa's
well, after you slammed the name Taylor several weeks ago, when I was told to
come out.
It's not Up All Night, but that's my guess.
The Price is Right, Married at First Sight.
Oh.
All right, Chip.
Those poor bastards.
Bay and Daphne discover they have a long-lost sibling, Will Forte.
Okay.
Bay and Daphne discover they have a long-lost sibling, Will Forte.
I don't know either one, I don't think.
All right. Will Forte has been in a lot, but his most recent is The Last Man on Earth.
Oh,
and
right.
And Daphne switched at birth.
That's right.
All right. Quick score break, Tara. Everybody's got one question left.
Oh, boy. Well, Taylor has 8. Eileen and Chip are tied again with 11 each.
Okay.
Oh, Eileen.
Oh, no.
A lot riding here.
I'm so nervous.
Eileen.
Eye of the tiger, everybody. You have a
tiebreaker? Yep.
Okay.
Special Agent Audrey Parker battles the Troubles, that's in quotations, mainly Raven Simone. Special Agent Audrey Parker battles the Troubles, mainly Raven Simone.
Oh, you're going to get me on these British shows. I don't know.
You know, either side of that.
That's So Raven. Is that her show? And the other one is something that ends in Haven, maybe? Haven? Haven. I'll just say Haven.
You are correct.
Whoa.
Haven and That's So Raven. Correct. Haven with our friend writer, Speedweed. Speedweed. All right, Taylor. In a spooky Midwestern town, two kids meet Bigfoot, Elvis, and Miley Cyrus.
Erie, Indiana, and Hannah, Montana.
You are correct. All right, Chip.
Not that it matters.
I'm ready.
Finishing strong, though.
Regina King, Felicity Huffman, and Lily Taylor in a story involving sexual assault in Storybrook, Maine. Ending on a chipper note.
Yes.
Regina King, Felicity Huffman, and Lily Taylor in a story involving sexual assault in Storybrook, Maine.
Storybrook, Maine is, I think, Once Upon a Time. And I know the show that we're talking about, but I can't think that it...
Well, work the rhyme angle.
Rhymes with time, I think. I've drawn a blank.
Oh. American Crime. Once Upon a Time.
The most generic title ever.
All right. Well, Eileen's taking it, but let's do our shits and giggles tiebreaker. Four show that rhyme is the answer. I'll read out the clue. The first person to stumble through the answer gets 14 Dave points.
Oh.
There are four shows.
There are four shows
in this tiebreaker. Okay.
John Wesley Shipp and Alan Alda compete to be the leads of a Broadway musical, which is also a celebrity diving competition.
Crash, Smash, Mash, and... I only have three.
Flash.
The Flash. All right. Very good. Guess what, guys? It didn't really matter because You're all value guests, so the value guests get 14 day points. And
yes.
Congratulations, Eileen.
Valued guest.
Congratulations, Eileen.
Now, I had this great idea that everybody was going to submit their victory songs, but I got sick today and I didn't have time to cut them. So, Hall of Champions
match.
You know
what my victory song is.
Hall of Champions match. That's where that is going to start. Well, guys, thanks so much for coming along. That is it for another episode of Extra Hot Great. We played a game and Eileen won. She'll be joining Kim, Shannon, and Trip in the Hallowed Hall of Champions round. To be played in the future. As a thank you to everybody who played today, everybody gets an extra credit. Redeemable for an extra hot, great mini topic of their choosing. Remember,
we're listening.
I am David T. Cole, and on behalf of Tara Ariano,
G.
Eileen Joyce,
Four Chips,
Taylor S. Cole, no relation.
I wish Melissa McCarthy was on London Spy.
And Chip Woods, he's my brother.
I'm going home to watch American Crime.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time right here on Extra Hot Great.
Next stop, championship. All aboard.
This episode of Extra Hot Great was sponsored by Jennifer Fox Facts. Did you know it's Jennifer's birthday? It is. So on behalf of Elan and everyone here at Extra Hot Great and these three total strangers who want nothing more to wish you the very best. Happy birthday,
Happy
Jennifer.
Birthday, Jennifer.
This has been a production of the Previously.tv Podcast Network.